Our UK correspondent is Gavin Gray, who joins us on the line. Gavin, thank you very much for making time. How real is this possibility of legal action on the part of the EU?
I think at the moment both sides are a little bit of grandstanding. I think that the European Union want to keep this as a kind of insurance policy. The whole reason it was introduced, I think, by Boris Johnson was to try and make them sit up and pay attention. And so the brokering goes on. And indeed, of course, Boris Johnson was expecting his side to entertain the Brexit negotiator for the EU, Michel Barnier, this week. And he said, don't bother to come. So, as I said, I think there's a little bit of scene setting, stage playing, a bit of drama here. Make no mistake, both sides are still negotiating. They might not be doing it face to face. They might not be doing it perhaps in the way in which we'd all hoped, but they are still negotiating. Though I think this threat to impose this particular bill after the Brexit divorce deal has proven to be unsuccessful, I think that's a very real threat.
Just looking at the standoff that you speak of, what are the possibilities of them finding a solution in the end post the grandstanding that we're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, there are only 73, if my math is right, days until the end of the year, and that, of course, is the deadline that's been set for these trade talks to conclude. So I think that there's still a fair way to go. But as you heard there, the UK government very much feels like the EU wants compromise to get a deal, but it only seems to want the UK to compromise. There's no mention of any compromise from the EU side. Indeed, the leader of France, the President Emmanuel Macron, saying we didn't choose Brexit. Why should the French fishermen suffer? Well, of course, you know, they are fishing in British waters. I mean, that's part of what people voted for Brexit for, to get the territory back, to get our own sovereignty back. And there's a lot of different things at play here. As I said, the clock is ticking. It is running out. But at the moment, hard talk between both sides.
Come January, if there is no deal, what are the consequences specifically for the UK?
I think chaos on both sides of the channel. One tends to forget, I think, if you're not in Europe, that the trade across from the southeast coast of England to the northwest coast of France is a massive trade route, mostly, of course, on the trains that carry freight, but also the passenger trains and also the ferries and the hydrofoils that go backwards and forwards. Now, an enormous quantity of freight is shipped both ways. If suddenly we spill into the 1st of January with no deal in place, there are going to be millions and millions of forms to fill in, customs forms that are going to be needed. It's estimated the UK would need an additional 50,000 border officials to monitor this. The government's been very cagey about its figures, but we estimate they've got about 5,000 people extra. So the implications are massive. That's for the UK, but you know, they're pretty big for the EU as well, because of course, whatever we have to do, they would have to do as well. But of course, it is going to be a much bigger block. The remaining nations are all together, and indeed, they may well be a bit more organized for no deal than we are. We will wait to see on that one.
All right. We appreciate your time as always. Gavin Gray is UK correspondent.